Let's head off to Mount Alexander Shire now. CEO Darren Fuzzard is with us. Darren, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Robbie. Doing well, thank you.
After you having to put up with me all winter giving you stick about Carlton's performance, I see that the old Packers, the cheese heads, Green Bay Packers in the NFL, what are they now? 7-2, is it?
They are, Robbo, they are. They did their best to lose yesterday or over the weekend, but still came through again. So, yes, unlike Carlton, who sort of positioned themselves beautifully to lose a lot of games and then went on to do that, Green Bay Packers seem to be able to come back from defeat and get the job done. So hopefully they're going to have a bit better season.
Good stuff, good stuff. All right, let's talk local, because I think local is right throughout Central Victoria. The key phrase, the key message, support local as things get busier and we head towards Christmas.
Yeah, that's right, Robert. Only a bit over a month to go before Christmas too, which is frightening and amazing.
Yes.
But yeah, we're certainly adding our voice, Robert, to that message of go local first. We've joined that national campaign as well to really just keep delivering that simple message, go local first when you're thinking about buying goods and services. For us, it really does help keep a lot of small businesses going, keeps people employed, of course, and money in our town so that our local communities can keep being the great places that they've always been, Robbo. And small business is about a third of our economic activity, so it does have a very significant impact on a lot of people's lives when you do go local first, right? So really encourage that. We're going to have stories featuring local businesses in the news and on social media over the coming weeks in the lead up to Christmas, and we will have a competition on Facebook, our council page on Facebook, so hopefully everyone can get involved and behind that one. Yep. And I'd just also remind people, Robbo, if they're looking for different ideas, it's always there's always lots of great stuff on the bendigoregion.com.au website, and we would certainly refer you to the Castlemaine and Malden section of that website if you're looking for some great Christmas ideas. So, yeah, once again, Robert, go local first.
Yep, absolutely. Now, in Malden, they're not just going local, they're going underground.
They are, Robert, and as always, your news is right on top of this one. And we've talked about this a lot too, but it is a project that we are so excited and proud of to have happening. So, yes, the undergrounding of the power lines in the middle of Malden, that's started. It's going to make such an improvement in a number of ways, although it will improve the electricity network reliability. It's going to remove or reduce bushfire safety, and it's obviously going to make the views of the township along Malden's beautiful streetscapes so much better. So really looking forward to seeing all of that work done. But it is going to take about 6 months to relocate the power lines. And because it's leading up to Christmas, we've got the first stage of work to focusing at the northern side of the main shopping area. So that's in the Fountain Street, High and Francis Streets area. And then it'll move across to Templeton Street in December. So we are very mindful that we need to keep out of the way of the businesses as much as possible for those works while getting them done in the lead up to Christmas. And the hours of works, Robbo, will be Monday to Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we'll certainly, that means we can stay away from the really what we hope is a very busy weekend visitor trade time. So, yeah, very excited about that, Robbo.
Okay. And finally, the Harcourt Play Space, open for fun.
It is open for fun, Robbo. And there's plenty being had there already. I've driven past a couple of times and people are well and truly onto the fact that we've taken down the fences and you can get in there and have a good time. So this is the new play space that we've built at Stanley Park North on Harmony Way, which is right in the middle of Harcourt, of course. That unofficially opened last week. It's got a 10-metre slide, Robbo. It's got a 6-metre tower that you climb to go down that slide. It's got swings, it's got a climbing wall and a heap of different play equipment for all abilities, and some in there that I'm not sure I'd have a go at, Robbo. It's amazing what what we give to kids to play on these days. It's pretty exciting things. You've got to get down there to see it. But as well as that, Robbo, there's new paths connecting the playground with the car park for, of course, the wonderful La La Bagawa Mountain Bike Park, the Harcourt Pony Club, the dirt track, and also the Harcourt swimming pool is all tied in together now. So really big well done to everyone involved in the development of the play space. It's been a great collective effort by the Harcourt community, the local children, and especially the members of the play space working group who really helped us get that design right. Thank you very much, along with our own wonderful staff. Well done to Kath Oliver and her team. And I have to say another huge thank you to the wonderful Marie Edwards, who just managed to help us get tons of money for that project.
Good stuff.
Just fantastic. We couldn't have done that without the huge support from the state that we got.
Lovely. All right, Darren, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure, Robert.
Good
thank
on you.
You.
Cheers, mate. Darren Fuzzard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, joining us on the Wake Up Call.